Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy. We've got the whole crew in the studio, as we always do. Let's talk to him. We got Kelly over there. He is our host tonight. He's got a kayak, a plethora of knives
and axes,
and a deep fear commitment. How are we doing now?
Touché.
You ready? Are you excited about your top? Well, of course you are. You wrote it.
Yeah. I like it. I think it's different. I can't wait for the explanation. I don't really have a name for it yet. I'll kind of explain that all in once okay. When we get there.
Maybe we can bounce that around a little bit.
Yeah.
Come up with a name for it.
All right. He'll build you a cabin with his bare hands as long as there are no bugs or snakes around. We got Nicholas coming over here.
I was wondering who you were trying to describe there for a moment.
He was looking at Brian.
He was. He was definitely looking at me.
He threw a curveball.
I was like, this makes absolutely no sense.
I'm not building anything.
No look path.
Beer pyramid.
Yeah. Oh. Hi, Andy.
Hi, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you're here. He will drop everything and give you the shirt off his back. But then he'll tell you about it 10 times in a row. We got Big B in the house.
Hey, what's happening? What's going on?
I keep telling him to quit giving me his shirt. I don't want it.
So sweaty.
I have 10 new shirts.
Sweat saturated. I don't need to see him with his shirt off.
Oh, boy. And the doctor back there. How we doing, Doc?
Well, as much as I dislike you guys, I'm happy to be here.
You're the only one.
Walk in a room assuming you're going to win.
We're only here because it's your house.
Okay.
That's true.
Otherwise, he would be involved.
Yeah.
Unless he's out of town in your house sitting.
Yeah.
He's the kid that had the video games that everybody go play.
That's true.
Or like the kid in high school that got his driver's license first and everybody rode with him until everybody else got their license. And then that kid just went away.
Disappeared.
Yeah. Forgot all about him.
Because he's wearing a Zelda shirt.
That does help.
Is he tonight?
Yeah, he is.
I'm proud of the shirt.
Yeah.
So
you're the only one.
The heck with you guys.
Well, it is Kelly's episode.
Making virgins proud everywhere.
You heard the preview. We don't know anything about it, and it sounds like he doesn't either. But he's taking the show over at this point, so it's all yours, brother.
Well, we'll wait on the topic for just a hair. I do have a brief topic that we need to discuss.
Okay.
I just found this interesting. I didn't get it from anybody. I just found it online. What are some of the things you thought were indicators of wealth when you were a kid?
HBO.
I mean, that's a good one.
No, that's good.
That's impressive.
100%.
To me, cable in general.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
First thing that popped in my head is we had family friends as kids. They lived out in Fairview Heights, which is about 20 minutes from where we're at for the listeners. Mm-hmm. They had an in-ground pool. And I was just they got to be loaded.
On the list.
I was like, they're loaded.
Or a hot tub.
They got to be rich.
That still holds true today.
Yes. I don't know. I'm just saying they had an in-ground pool, so I just figured they were rich.
Anything with water. Pool, hot tub, waterbed.
Oh, yeah.
All three of those things.
Yeah, well, my parents had a waterbed when we were.
I bet they did.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
No, there's a ton.
You took a trip on a plane. You were loaded in the 80s.
Oh, 90s. For sure.
to me. We didn't fly anywhere.
Yeah. I didn't fly on a plane until I joined the military and when they sent me away.
I rode in the back of a truck to Phoenix, and that is not a joke. I was in the back of a truck from St. Louis to Phoenix,
good
Arizona.
Like the bed
like
of a
16
truck?
16 hours, yeah.
Is there a camper shell on it?
There was a camper shell.
Was there a chair?
Time traveler?
There was not a chair. We laid down.
We
created a bed back there of some kind. My stepfather.
Like doing lines on the highway? Were you working?
My stepfather was very crafty, so he hooked up one of those 13-inch VCR TV combos.
Yeah.
And I actually just watched movies the entire time. It was pretty legit.
That's pretty cool, actually. Yeah.
That is awesome.
That's
haul,
rich.
Yeah.
The TV in the bed of your truck?
That's right.
Wow.
That's hillbilly rich.
You probably had a full head of hair when you started that trip.
Quite a few come to mind, though.
I always thought it depends on your age range, too. You know, younger things impress you, but I always thought a dishwasher. I'm like, man, or like one of those big, we kind of had a big console TV. They were all big console TVs, but one of the bigger ones with the speakers on the side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've seen, other friends of mine who had bigger ones. I'm like, man,
like
all my parents were in the military. They're probably in the same rank.
Yeah. But big screen TV.
Well, like the projection screen that actually had the projector, was it red, yellow, and blue?
If you had over a 32 inch, you were loaded.
Yeah,
back then.
So I had a friend. This we'll call it early to mid 80s. Anyway, they had a computer, and I thought they were
absolutely.
But first of all,
I thought they were on another planet. You know, at that time,
Justin Cleveland.
Yeah,
yeah, but that was balling back then.
I spoke.
Computers were not cheap.
When I was in elementary, I think my dad had a Commodore 64.
Yeah.
I remember that being completely awesome, playing Pitfall.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a common sight now. You could, you know, see a parent sitting at a computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just walking into his house and his dad sitting at this computer. I'm like, what is he doing?
I never know what he's doing.
What is he doing at this screen? It didn't compute to a child.
Like, I remember having a typewriter when I was a kid in our house. I remember having encyclopedias.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before TUV. Cell phones came out and they had like the car phones
with the whole carrying case,
you were definitely then you were rich.
You were definitely rich.
Oh, you were straight up.
Or a drug dealer.
I mean,
that could be it.
Oh, they're rich.
Well, that's fair.
No, cable TV or a satellite dish was a bit, I would say.
Oh, the monster satellite dishes. Yes.
Oh, those
that took
huge
up a whole
too.
Backyard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of mine was if you had a plexiglass basketball goal backboard.
Oh, the clear one. Yes.
Oh, yeah. The first one I had, I wanted a basketball goal. My dad built it out of 2x4s and plywood and stuck a rim to it and hung it in my backyard. No, so that area, like the free throw lane of grass, was just brown for like a summer or two.
Awesome. Well, just a real basketball hoop at your house was impressive. And then the adjustable basketball hoop was very impressive.
Different level.
Trampoline. That's one of them.
Trampoline was a big one. Yeah.
For sure.
If you had a dyno bike.
With the pegs.
Yes, with the pegs. The dyno specifically. Yeah. I know there was other, like I think like the mongoose. Like there was other.
I had a mongoose.
Did you? Of course you did.
That's a BMX guy.
Of course you did. Get the reflex of a mongoose.
Yeah. I think that's actually
pretty good.
And I actually think it is. I think mongoose is pretty quick. Yes.
I'm going to take it and I'm going to keep it.
I don't know where that came from, but
it's going in my pocket.
That's a line from something. He's got the reflexes of a mongoose.
Oh, man. Anything else? Yeah, jacuzzi and her hot tub is
anything water related for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, multiple TVs in the house. Maybe
on a smaller scale, you could judge them by their snacks. And we've touched on this before. You could never go inside anybody's house, right? But you played in the common yards and stuff.
The dangerous segue with this group.
They're coming out.
We're going to talk about snacks.
Yeah, we've been down that rabbit hole, haven't we?
I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah, right. But name brand stuff.
Star Crunch.
Yeah.
You know, oatmeal cream pies. They come out with a box of oatmeal cream pies for the neighborhood.
Sure.
You know, they just burning cash in the backyard.
Yeah.
Ding dongs.
That's right.
So much money.
Shoes played a big role.
Yeah.
I mean, especially for me in a Catholic grade school, everybody wore a uniform. So shoes were the only thing that made you individual.
Apart. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You're right.
So what shoes you had on?
Shoes made the man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had some Velcro shoes. That's all you needed to know about me.
But you didn't know how to tie your shoes.
Like kangaroos?
Mongooses don't wear shoes.
Mongoose.
You're a doctor now, but you're pretty stupid when you're a kid.
Is it mongoose?
Mongoo?
I can't.
Mongai.
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 Mongol.
Off the rails.
All right, bring it back on track, Kelly.
Yep. All right, guys. So there's not. I'm just going to preface this. I'm just going to read this. This is the start of the explanation of the trivia. Mm-hmm. Well, you see, Norm, it's like this. A herd of buffalo can only move as fast as the slowest buffalo. And when the herd is hunted, it is the slowest and weakened ones at the back that are killed first. This natural selection is good for the herd as a whole, because the general speed and health of the whole group keeps improving by the regular killing of the weakest members. In much the same way, the human brain can only operate as fast as the slowest brain cells. Excessive intake of alcohol, as we know, kills brain cells. But naturally, it attacks the slowest and weakest brain cells first. In this way, regular consumption of beer eliminates the weaker brain cells, making the brain a faster and more efficient machine. That's why you always feel smarter after a few beers.
Wow.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah. I like that.
Cheers.
But I feel like that gives us zero indication as far as what
it's
we're...
Cheers. It's from... It's.
Oh, okay.
No, it's the buffalo theory that Cliff Clavin states.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Cheers.
Okay. Cheers.
Yeah.
Right.
The random is... The trivia is completely random.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So basically, this is... If we were hanging out at the bar or an evening in the garage, the driveway... These would be topics that would come up during regular discussion.
I like it.
The crew bar trivia.
So it is completely random.
Yeah.
It could be so
there is no common thread.
There
just simply nothing. Like this sounds like something we would have talked about.
That is exactly it.
What would your correct answer be after that? If you would have read that to us, what would you have asked? What's the show? What's the character? Where's that front? Like, what how will you judge from? That? Yeah.
I mean, I know where it's from.
I know.
No, but if you would have said it to the group, to the crew.
Yes. Yes, I would have said. I would ask, where is this from?
Name what this is from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm intrigued. I'm not going to lie. I have I'm no idea what is to come.
We're going to play one at a time.
We're going to find out.
And I'm going to work on trying to think of a name for what to call this.
This
episode.
I thought about the Cliff Clavin trivia, or there's just the crew driveway.
I feel like we got a word tradition in there somehow, maybe. Yeah. Tradition trivia.
Yeah.
We'll come up with it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go, man.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Andy, ring the bell.
Oh, yeah. We got a bell to ring.
That was really quiet.
Was that really quiet? Let's try that again. It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on whatever Kelly just said. Here's how it works. He's going to read out these useless diatribes, and we're going to write down where they came from or something like that. No, I'm just kidding.
We have no idea.
To play.
We honestly have no idea.
Rando.
If we get it right, Nick's going to give us a point, right?
Yes, sir.
And if we get it wrong, then, you know, we'll just claim ignorance because nobody knows what the hell's going on. So,
so true.
Let's see who ends up on
easy
top.
To do with this group. Easy to
that's
do.
That's right.
All right. Question number one. You know, we're all hanging out at the bar. Maybe we decide to play a game of pool, billiards. We're deciding to take some shots. We have discussions on how you shoot a certain shot. In pool billiards, what is the general term for the cue ball spin?
The cue ball
spin. Oh, yeah. Okay. I got you.
Mm. When you're hitting the cue ball and you hit it in a certain location on that ball, what is that term called?
I like where this is going, baby.
Hmm.
Stay in this lane.
Spin.
And pool or billiards, what
I feel
is
good about this?
Okay.
What is the general term for the cue ball spin?
Were you paying attention?
That you hit with the stick.
I didn't look at what you were writing. No. Was I looking in that direction? I didn't. Yeah. No, I didn't see what you wrote.
Does everybody have an answer?
So this is the name for the spin you put on the cue ball.
Correct.
Okay. I think I have it. I feel good about it.
Okay.
I actually do, yeah.
I'm disappointed because I'm very confident.
Oh, really?
All right. I think everybody has it. Let's reveal. Brian has breaking. Andy has English. Nick has English. And Scott has English.
Yep.
English is the correct answer.
Wow. Scott was playing it cool over there.
Yep. I thought I was putting the wrong, writing the wrong word down, honestly. So.
No, that's a fact. You know, just basically in billiards, I actually read that, you know, top spin and backspin is more specific for those terms.
Mm-hmm.
Left to right is what they refer to as English more often.
Okay.
As, in general term, that English is, you know, the spin you put on the cue.
Why does that make sense? Why does left or right make more sense?
Backspin and top spin are already definitive terms. You could call it side spin, but you know, it just got a different.
Okay. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I appreciate the explanation.
Yeah. You're welcome.
That's basically it.
Is that a bonus point?
It's all about English.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I was really never much of a pool player. I don't know. That's fine. It's fine to mess around.
I played it plenty.
And I know that when you can put English or stop a ball in a good position for a second shot, that's like that next level.
Setting up your next shot. Yeah, yep.
Exactly. I'm
trying to think. Favorite movie about pool? There's one with Christopher Walken. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Dang it. It'll come to me at some point.
The Hustler?
No.
It's Paul Newman?
That's Paul Newman and, then there's one with Tom Cruise, too.
Color of Money.
Color of Money. No, there's another one. Christopher Walken, he actually gives a great speech. I'm blanking on it right now. If this it comes to me, I'll bring it up later.
Trivia, by the way.
I know. I'm being... Too many beers. Right. Keep going.
Question number two.
Pool Hall Junkies.
Oh, nice. There it is.
Save.
Did you call me?
Mm-hmm.
All right, question number two. We're just hanging out at the bar again. We hear another song on the radio. It's Elton John playing Candle in the Wind. Scott's like, hey, what is Elton John's real name?
Oh, get out of here.
Shut the front door.
Because
obviously he knows it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have asked us. But it doesn't look like it right now.
Definitely have heard it. More than one time.
This would have been better, like, you know, what artist is this name belong to?
Would that have helped?
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, if you would have gone the reverse, yeah. Like, you know, okay. This is the real okay. name of which artist.
Okay.
Andy, you actually know this?
No, I'm totally oh, okay. making up a name right. that might sound British. I don't know. No, I have absolutely. I mean, there's no reason for me to even think about it at this point.
What I have down is a three-letter name or three-word name.
Yeah,
but I know that last, the first and last is what I'm asking for. If you, right. if you get the middle name, I'll give you an extra point. An extra point.
I was slapping the sir on the front.
Like I'm even trying to think of the movie and what his mom called him, like just to get some kind of a name down. Dang it!
I didn't see that movie.
It was awful. All
right, that's why I didn't see it. I think you probably told me.
I did tell you it was not a great
one more clip. Time. What is Elton John's real name? Everybody have an answer down?
Nope. Not going to either.
Okay.
Yep.
Next abstaining.
So yeah. I think I'm close, but I don't think I have it.
All right. Let's go ahead and reveal, guys. Brian has Thomas John Eltonton.
That's good. No, that feels right.
No, Andy has, whoa, Jonathan Lawrence.
Joey Lawrence.
Oh, that sounds
His close friends call him Jonathan.
I don't know if it's right, but that sounds close.
Yes.
I know I'm close.
She called him Reggie. I remember that.
Yep. I think Reginald's Reggie. Right.
Nick did not answer. I did not. His real name, Scott answered Reginald Dwight. His real name is Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
Oh, my God. So you got it.
Nicely done.
I could not remember Dwight Reginald or Reginald Dwight. Oh, I kept changing it.
I would have taken it.
Oh, really? Yes. Well, that's very generous.
I saw a comment there.
I could not come up with what she was saying.
Doc, did you know that from the movie, or did you know that from your deep music knowledge?
It was just somewhere in there, but I thought it was three names. I had the names mixed at first. But it was in there somewhere.
I feel like that's been a question in a trivia event.
I'm sure it has.
Dang it.
So Elton John's real name is Reginald Kenneth Dwight. He adopted the stage name Elton John in the late 60s. I think it was 67. He got the name by combining two members of his former band, Bluesology. The first guy's name was Elton Dean, and the other guy's name was Long John Baldry.
Oh, that's a dope name.
And he later changed his name to Elton Hercules John.
Well, obviously.
And obviously he was knighted in 1998, so he became Sir Elton Hercules John.
A lot of titles.
That's a fitting name for that man, by the way.
Hercules.
Brilliant on a mic and a piano.
There's been several scenarios where we're hanging out and at the bar and something comes up about somebody's dad being in war or something like that. So we'll start discussing countries or just random things. And
is this number four, by the way?
This is number three.
This is number three.
Yeah, keep going, please.
He's like, this is taking a long time.
No, I just didn't know if this was a new question.
I don't know when he starts a new question or not.
No, I'm loving it.
Question number three.
Okay.
There are four countries that start with the letter V. Name them. And I will give you 1 point for each one you name.
Oh, I like that.
Wow. That's the easiest way, I believe.
Four countries with the letter V, is that what you said?
Correct.
Countries. Wow. Okay.
I got to come up with four. I was going to do multiple choice, but...
Right.
Okay, two. Countries. I'm two in.
You got two?
I got two.
Nick, you got two?
Holy crap.
Wow. Brilliant.
I mean, there was a hint in the question or the prologue.
Yeah, I got that one, but yeah, I got two, but I cannot for life and come up more than two.
Yeah.
Read the question again, please, and whatever the prologue or.
I can't do that verbatim because I didn't write it down. But we're at the bar hanging out, and somebody's talks about their dad being in a war, and we start discussing other things, and. Comes up with the topic of there are four countries that start with the letter V. What four can you name
that start
them?
Start with the letter V. That's tough.
Yep, it's tough, but.
Do you have four?
No, I got two.
Yeah. I wrote down a third one, but I don't think it's a country.
Yeah, I keep thinking of a city. I know it's not a. So I'm not going to write it down.
We're going to have to do a count here, guys.
I don't think I can come up with an...
I need like an hour, man. I'll
just
get there.
I'm trying to
think
of another name.
This is a tough one.
I like it, though. It's great.
Yeah,
it's
I love
great.
It.
I do like great. It. It's just great, tough, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do a 10 count.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't think we ever had so much quiet on the show at one point.
Well, we're deep.
And yeah. A lot of thought there. Yeah, I can see it. I can see the wheels turning. All right, we're going to go time, guys.
All right, let's okay. do it.
Let's reveal. Brian has Venezuela and Vietnam. Nice. Andy has Venezuela, Vietnam, Virgin Islands.
Dang it. Nice, Vietnam.
Nick has Vatican, Venezuela, and Venice.
Yeah.
Scott has Vietnam and Vatican City.
Well done.
Okay, so leave your answers there so I can do it. I'll just give you the correct, and you tell me you have how many you have right.
Okay.
The correct answer is Vatican City, mm-hmm. Vietnam, Venezuela, and Vanuatu.
From
Survivor.
Two.
So you got two.
Two. Also.
Andy had two. Brian, you had two. And I had two.
I'm mad I didn't get Venezuela.
I'm frustrated I didn't get Vatican City.
Should we just give everybody one? I can't believe I didn't get Vatican City.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what the last one was. Like, man. You told me, and I don't even remember what the fourth one was.
Vanuatu. I thought you might get that because they did a season of that on Survivor, I think.
Yeah. Well, we just get 1 point?
I'm just doing 1 point because everybody got two.
Okay, so, okay. I'm just asking. Yeah.
We do average scores, but I'm just kidding.
Nah.
That'll bump up those rookie numbers, guys.
Everybody gets one because everybody got two. All right. We'll leave it at that. Vanuatu. Where's that at?
It is in Indonesia.
I'm sure it's in the South China Sea or something.
Yeah,
like
Indian
that.
Ocean.
Yeah.
Once I wrote down Vietnam, I could not get my head out of Asia.
How could I not?
You know what I mean? Like, I kept trying to think of Asian countries.
Locked into Europe. I was certain I'd find one somewhere in Europe, and I couldn't.
Yeah. Smallest country in the world.
Yeah, that's right. We were just talking.
Nice.
All right. My dad used to go to the bars frequently and hang out. And, you know, if he had a late night one night, the next morning he would have I don't know what he called it, but we called it a poor man's Bloody Mary. Mm-hmm. And so what he would have is, you know, half beer, half tomato juice, and then sprinkle a bunch of salt on it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the chemical symbol for salt?
Oh, man.
Yeah, he called it something else. There's several names for it. Some people throw an egg in it and call it a red eye, but I've always called it a poor man's Bloody Mary.
I was ready to write down red eye.
Yeah, and he'll drops a hot sauce in there, Tabasco specifically.
In the movie?
Cocktails,
that's right. That's right.
Do you know this?
Yeah, I got it.
The question is, what is the chemical symbol for salt?
Not a lot of scientists in the room.
I'm guessing.
You got that right.
I'm guessing. I'm definitely guessing.
That was a twisted way to get there. I dig that, though. That's super fun for me. It's like following a write-your-own adventure story.
I have no idea where you're going.
I kind of want to give the elements, but that's
no
clue.
Please, no? Don't. Yeah, no.
Wait, the chemical symbol...
There's the name of the element, and there's a symbol for each element. So I'm asking for the symbol.
Like periodic table.
Right. Talking. Yes. Why are you talking?
No, you threw me for a loop. Like, you know, like on the periodic table. Is that what we're talking about? Like,
I think you're gonna have to look at the trivia master.
It doesn't matter. I'm probably gonna get it wrong.
Yes, I gave you the hint that you're gonna get.
All right.
Is everybody ready?
I'm sure I'm gonna get it wrong.
We're all just gonna look at Andy for the right answer.
Let's reveal.
That's it.
Oh wow.
Andy has NaCl. Nick has SiSl.
Si, sure.
Scott has Na.
Sodium chloride.
Brian has Lt. The correct answer is sodium chloride.
Oh, wow.
Sodium is Na and chlorine is Cl.
Boom, boom.
As soon as I saw it, I knew that was right.
Yeah. Andy got the correct answer.
More. Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah.
I thought about writing like Sc like for sodium chloride. Like that popped in my head, but Na, not even close.
No, it's.
I never thought to combine. Like the first thing I thought it was Cl.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, I think it's Na.
I did not know that because of its components. I knew that was salt. If you'd have asked me what's the periodic table for sodium, I don't know that I'd have come up with that.
Really?
I mean, maybe.
I thought all of them were two letters, to be honest.
Yeah, I did.
I thought they were all two letters.
As soon as I saw that, I recognized it as salt, but I thought they were all like two letters. Yeah. So that's why I just went,
Well, those are two letters.
Yeah. Well, no,
one of them is two letters.
Oh, okay.
NaCl.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
But some of them are single letters.
Yeah, I got you. Right. Yes.
Okay.
I'm an idiot.
We've established that many times.
Shut up, Nick.
All right. We're over at Nick's house queuing something. He's throwing something on the smoker for us.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We're discussing meat, man. You know, maybe he's got a brisket on there for us. So then we just start discussing our favorite types of meat. And Brian's like, dude, where does the brisket come from on a cow? What part of the cow's body does a brisket come from?
Oh, how?
All right. I'm curious how specific.
I'll take. If you describe the area,
I mean, I can draw it for you.
You can do that possibly. I don't know. Mm. We'll see.
I'm gonna draw it. Although I am, you won't even be able to tell this is a cow, for the record,
or a brisket for that matter.
Yeah, right.
Like I'm trying to think of the best way, like to try to like to describe.
I wish there was a cow in here. I just point to it because I just.
I actually have a diagram, but it's got the words on it. I don't have a blank one.
Gotcha.
So
I'm writing down way too many words at this point. I might as well just stop.
Part of the cow's body does the brisket come from? Everybody got an answer?
Yep. Yeah, I have two words. But
too many. I'll let you just determine.
Guess like five parts of the body. So maybe
I don't know the best way to describe it.
Let's reveal. Yeah, yeah. Brian has the chest. Andy has the breast.
Yeah.
Nick has the thigh, upper leg, hind. And Scott has the shoulder.
It is the chest, isn't it?
The correct answer is the breast or chest.
Yeah.
Oh, that's yay, what I mean.
Chest, breast, yeah. Less chest.
Yeah. Yay. Yep. So that is right.
Ah, the brisket.
Yes.
That is a test of a true
meat. Yeah, chest.
Meatsman.
Yeah.
You said that earlier, I believe.
Yeah. I was thinking the upper, back quarter area reason, but because I know it's a tougher cut of meat.
It is a tough. Damn. That's why you have to slow cook it and barbecue it to make it tender.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Dang it.
The primary parts of a cow used for beef are categorized into 8 primal cuts: chuck, rib, loin, round, brisket, plate, flank, and shank. These primal cuts are then further divided into subprimal cuts and individual cuts that are commonly sold in grocery stores and butcher shops. So brisket is one of the more popular ones, more time-consuming ones to cook, I think.
Where's that tri-tip located? We got to get that trending on Scotty's Facebook again.
it's a combination of. I mean, obviously, that's why it's called tri-tip.
Is the flank off of the tri-tip?
Good call. I'm trying to remember that.
Something
now.
I can't remember. Or skirt, maybe. I don't know.
I don't recall. I do think the brisket is one of the more overrated.
Yeah.
Cuts.
I agree. I don't really see the big deal.
Especially for the
fine
time consumption,
right. Yes, that is required. Correct. Yeah.
For it. Yeah, I love to buy it. I don't care to make it,
and it's expensive now.
Yeah.
Oh, I looked at one the other day. I mean, it was probably 20-pound brisket, 20-30-pound brisket for 130 bucks.
It's ridiculous now. It used to be a cheap cut of meat, because you had to cook it so long. It was so tough.
Get you a chuck roast.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
and that's 5 questions. Where are we at on the scoreboard, Nick?
Well, currently, myself and Brian have 2. Scotty has 3. Andrew with 4.
All right.
Well done.
I like the way this is going.
Yeah, no kidding.
Very random.
Yeah.
Yeah, truly random. Usually at the halfway mark, when it's a specific topic, you kind of know how you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true. But there is no.
You have no idea.
No idea. Honestly. Yeah, you have no idea.
That's there's just, no road.
I like that, though.
Yeah, there's no road for this whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get on to question number 6.
Sure.
There's been several times we've been out to a bar, went out to a restaurant, and every once in a while we go sit down. We sit at a high top. Scott has to jump up to sit down. So obviously short jokes ensue. Who's the shortest player to play in an MLB baseball game?
Ooh.
A Major League Baseball game.
I don't know the height. I know who.
I didn't ask for the height. I asked for the guy.
I wish you would ask for the height. I have a better chance. I see the guy.
I know who it is, but I don't.
I think I know the era and all that.
I'm impressed.
I just don't know the name.
No idea the name.
You've never heard this story.
Nothing.
Wow. Yeah. I've
baseball fan, huh?
I was for
a long time. I actually have some fun facts about this.
It's a long time ago, number one.
It is?
Yeah.
Thank you.
The name. Dang it. Shoot.
Oh. Let me give you a hint. It was in 1951.
Okay.
I know that's not going to help you with the
name.
No,
it's not.
Actually, a little later than I thought it was. So.
Yeah, me too.
No, I agree with that. Oh, man.
Well, while we're all scratching our heads, can you read it one more time?
You want the story first?
No, I'm fine with just
I didn't think you would.
Yeah, I got it.
Who is the shortest player to play in an MLB baseball game? Or just MLB game? MLB baseball is kind of redundant.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking of maybe of a different story. We'll have to.
Like, I kind of want to.
I have no idea.
Give me like the first name just to see if the last name pops in my head. Because I don't think anybody at this table.
I'm just giving you. I'm just going to tell you right now. I'm just giving you a first initial and last name. Okay.
Can I do initials? Would you guys be okay with an initial hint?
Sure. I mean, no. I don't think anybody at this table has. Because
I got
idea.
Nothing, and I'm not going to get there even from initials. So I vote no on the initial hint.
I'm okay.
Outvote me. Whatever.
I like that. I like the hint because I don't think anybody has a clue and. Just to keep it interesting.
Because you know it might help you out.
Yeah.
Well, that'll definitely help.
I get it. No, I get why.
It's as is.
All right.
Okay. No, I'm fine with that.
All right. My guess is as good as gold, baby.
Is it leprechaun?
Sure. Might be.
I have no idea.
All right. Everybody's got an answer down. Let's reveal. Brian has Eddie V.
I like
Andy
that.
Has Ben Johnson. Disgraced Canadian sprinter. Nick has Tommy Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a boxer?
Probably.
Scott has Danny Johnson. That's your cousin?
Ben's cousin. Eddie is the right first name, isn't it?
The correct answer is Eddie Goodell.
Ah, yeah. I knew it was Eddie.
Eddie Goodell.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Well done.
That you knew even the first name.
Does this land with you guys now that you've heard
it? Yeah. So you have probably seen an old picture, a black and white picture of this. This tiny midget of a man taking an at-bat.
Okay.
Yes. You've seen it.
Eddie Goodell, who stood at 3 feet, 7 inches tall.
And you knew that, Brian?
No, I knew he was 3-something. I knew he was 3-something. Yeah.
So he made a single memorable appearance for the St. Louis Browns in 1951 as part of a publicity stunt orchestrated by the team's owner, Bill Veeck. Goodell's appearance, wearing number, anyone?
That's where the V came from.
Anyone?
What now?
You just said Bill Veeck. That's where the V came from. My head.
His number?
His number before. That he had on his uniform?
Oh.
00?
No. It was like a high number, if I recall.
Fraction.
Oh, no way. 1/2?
1/8. Involved him pinch hitting and drawing a walk before being replaced by a pinch runner.
Brian, I'm impressed you got Eddie right.
Yeah.
The Veeck, that's where I got the V from. I knew there was a V in Bill that Veeck story. So the DeWalts, who own the Cardinals, they have that uniform.
Yes, it's in the Cardinal Hall of Fame.
It got passed around the family a little bit because some of the kids in the family used it as a Halloween costume.
Oh, wow.
And then they finally got it, and like now it's preserved, whatever. Yeah. I think it might be in the St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame. Maybe.
It is.
Yeah.
What was his last name again?
Eddie Goodell.
G-A-E-D-E-L.
Like Roger.
Yes.
I was going to say, long-distant relative of Roger, the hated NFL commissioner.
Well done, B. I feel like you should get credit for that. I really do. That's tough. That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Good question.
I'm not opposed to that.
It's a good question.
No,
so, what do you know? We're at the bar again.
Hey!
We're getting ready to, everybody's ordering a draft Budweiser, golden... Whatever you drink,
Michelob Golden Light.
Yeah, Michelob. Yeah, sure.
And Scott has, and then Nick has to get whatever fruity drink he gets, or White Claw on ice.
I'm having a Diet Coke.
I haven't had a seltzer in a while.
It's been a while. I'm proud of you. Growing up,
your drinks usually have an umbrella in them, Nick.
That is not true. That's incorrect.
So
I've never had
my question is: what is the scientific process of turning water into ice?
Freezing. Sorry.
Just it.
I love you.
Okay. The scientific process.
But now I feel like that might be too simple. Like maybe it's something else.
Take two answers.
You'll take two answers.
Oh, I don't think that's the real answer. I was kind of joking. I mean, it's not the scientific term, is it?
I don't. At this point, that's the best answer I have.
I mean, that's all I got. I don't know any better. I'm just saying.
I feel like I just need more information because I have two answers in my head. I don't know if either one are right.
The question is the question. I mean,
at first I thought you said turning water into wine. I thought you were going to say that.
Jesus.
So we're turning water into ice.
Correct.
What is the scientific process called?
You have asked me regularly if you can write down two answers. If I write down two answers and they are the two that you will take?
No. Yeah.
We've gone against that. If there's a one...
If I told you I'd take two answers and he writes down both of them, yes, I will take both.
So you're saying if they're both correct?
If they're both correct.
But if he has one wrong...
One wrong, he's...
He's both. Completely wrong. Okay.
Well, then, yeah, that's I'm glad you said that because I just don't have to write both of them down.
Right. Yeah.
My marker's running out.
I want to guess before you reveal what the other one is, though, if it's not revealed.
Okay. All right. Does everybody have an answer down?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I already told you.
Let's reveal.
Yeah.
Brian has freezing. Yeah. Yeah. Andy has freezing. Yeah. Nick Scott has freezing. The answer is freezing.
Okay. Yeah.
Or is it also physical change?
Solidification.
So that was
well, the then I apologize. Like, when I said that, I was like making a joke because I thought like there's a, you know, some scientific term that's weird or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
No, this is a trivia podcast. So I ask you questions and then you write them on your...
and you're playing against the other people in the room.
I'll break your other shoulder.
So, solidifying was the other thing I was thinking of. What was the other one you were thinking of?
Physical change.
Well,
that's not very specific. That's a chemical reaction.
It's not. That's not a chemical change. It's a physical change.
No, correct. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, but that's not very specific.
I agree. It's actually which is why I wrote down freezing.
Okay.
You were all correct.
That was hilarious, Brian.
You were all correct.
Freezing.
You can thank Brian for getting that right.
Well, I was like, is that? Okay.
Well, that kind of makes you think. Maybe we should do easy. Have somebody write a trivia that's really, really hard, where we actually come together to try to come up with an answer.
Mm. Oh, that'd be fun.
Like we discuss it.
Oh, that's a good idea. That'd be a fun format, actually. We're all working together.
So like a trivia night?
Yeah, basically.
Trivia night, but yeah.
But no, I kind of like that.
That's interesting.
We have to have listeners submit that.
No.
All right, question 8, Kelly. Keep going.
We're hanging out in the driveway again.
Start Brian's talking about not answers.
You start talking about presidents, and somebody talks about their favorite president being Abraham Lincoln, probably Brian.
More like Brian.
Big Lincoln guy.
Mm-hmm. I like Lincoln. Yeah. Huge.
It's like his favorite speech is the Emancipation Proclamation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He starts spouting it off 4 score 7 years ago.
I'm known to do that.
What is the score? How many years are in a score? How many years are in a score?
Oh, wow.
That's the question.
I'm thinking. Because he says 4 score.
And 7 years ago.
Yeah. So how many, repeat the question, I'm sorry. One more time.
What is a score?
How many
years are in a score?
How many years are in a score?
Oh, he just gave you a hint. He didn't have to tell you it was years.
Well, he said that in the original question.
I did.
Oh.
How many years are in a score?
Correct.
Nobody knows.
It's made
it's
up.
Like that Nate Bergazzi skit. I love that.
No, that can't be right. Hang on.
That'll be called chicken
stuff. I hate math. Really? Like really...
Scotch.
Clock.
You say lock?
Clock. Well, yes.
Oh, clock.
So 4 score.
If you know when he gave me speech and what he was talking about.
I'm trying to think. No, I'm terrible at math. What am I even doing? Why do we drink when we play these games?
Oh, man, I am so wavering off my hundo all of a sudden.
Really?
Oh, now I feel something like I'm wrong. Popped
into my head. Tell you what, 100 years is not the right answer.
Like, I'm trying to do the math in my head.
Scott just erased his board.
You know what? I was going to change mine, but I don't think it matters. I'm probably out of it anyway. What's up?
No, I'm not changing.
Well, this is question 8, so we'll find out a score check after this. All right, guys.
I don't know.
How many years are in a score? Let's reveal. Brian has 10. Andy has 20. Nick has 15. Scott has 20. The correct answer is 20.
It is. I had 20 to
I was
going to
change my answer to 20.
My math wasn't adding up in my head.
I was thinking,
dang it.
But it doesn't. Kelly, I was out anyway.
Why did I start to pivot to 14? How is that relevant in measures of
like
time?
I thought it should be like a weird number.
Yeah.
So 4 score and 7 years. So that they're saying 87 years.
7 years ago.
Correct.
Okay. So is it based off of 1776?
8. Or when was it?
Our forefathers.
65? No. Is that when he gave the 1865?
Speech with
8 or 63.
I think he gave speech
65 is when he was
then
killed.
It was.
Right. Killed in 65, but I think the speech was 63, wasn't it? I mean, I could be wrong.
So then
Kelly might have
4 score and 7.
Yeah, that's why I almost changed to 20 because I'm like 47 it would not be, long. You know what I mean?
I just want
to
hear this out.
Sorry, yeah, okay,
I want to let this play out.
I did the math.
Dang it.
It worked.
It's correct, yeah.
I started with 20.
So dang score it. Just means 20 years. It's an old English word for the number 20. Score was an old Norse word, S-K-O-R. And they used to put a notch or a tally in a bone to record, 20 years. It was less notches than doing every one. So,
interesting. Obviously,
by definition,
yeah.
And there you have it.
Gotta hate
so real quick, though. 4 score 7 years ago, was he talking about back to 1776? Is that where he went with that?
Well,
is that
correct? If it was 1863.
Well, okay. Just, yeah,
87 was written. Prior was 1776.
That's okay. That adds up. Yeah.
Stupid math.
All right. Well, that was question number 8. Do we have a score check, Nick?
Oh, yes, we do. Brian and I are trailing at 3. The doc has 5, and Andrew has 6. There is a race for first.
I was in it still.
Yeah.
I should have switched to 20.
Yeah. I had 20 written down.
I had 10. I thought about it. I was like, it doesn't matter. I'm out, but I was. I thought I had 2. Someone can't write clearly, but whatever.
It doesn't matter what you have.
I know. It doesn't.
Let's say we're still at that restaurant bar we're eating wings at and having beers earlier, and we had the high top.
I love how he starts the question. Yeah, sorry.
Scotty jumps up into his chair and uses his tippy toes to pee at the urinal.
We give him a boost.
Well, Scott comes back from the urinal. He's like, those things are really tall. Sure. Like, I had to tippy toe on those. So my next question is, who's the shortest NBA player to ever play?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I have a name, but it's probably wrong, but whatever. Dang, my marker.
Who is the shortest NBA player?
Ever is such a long time.
Mm. Yeah, I wonder if it's a player that I really, that's not a common name. Yeah.
Someone we've heard of, you think?
I think so. I believe so.
Spelling doesn't count, correct?
Yeah.
I would,
always.
No.
Only for you, B.
I think I got this one.
Does everybody have an answer down?
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and reveal that. We got Muggsy Bogues all the way around, and that is the correct answer.
Really? Oh, baby. Nice. Wow.
Tyrone Curtis Bogues, a.k.a. Muggsy.
Muggsy. That's Muggsy. A cool nickname.
Yeah. Standing at a whopping 5'3" tall.
I knew he was short, but I didn't think that was going to be the shortest. I thought it was going to be someone back in the day when it was, you know.
That possibility of that.
Yeah.
Like an Eddie Goodell.
Yeah, there you go.
Eddie.
Everybody knows Eddie Goodell. Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah, no, nope, not in this table.
Bogues was born and raised in Baltimore, Maryland. He played high school basketball at famous Dunbar High School, where he led the team to a 59-game winning streak and was named MVP. He played college basketball at Wake Forest. I did not know that.
I did not know that.
Where he wore the jersey number 14, and it was retired there. He was drafted 12th overall.
Oh, wow.
That's mind-blowing.
That's impressive. That is mind-blowing for me. Yeah. 5'3"?
That's impressive.
Because, I mean, that would have been, what, the 80s?
87.
Okay. I'm just saying, that's, wow. That's pretty wild.
The politically incorrect Washington Bullets.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's a cool name. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. It's
I mean, your level of factual. Skill has to be so much beyond.
And toughness.
You know?
Yeah. He led the NBA in assist to turnover ratio for 7 seasons and is the 16th all-time assist leader. So that's his career stats are even impressive.
Where's he on these?
Number 16.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
I don't think so.
No, I mean, for being the shortest player.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I mean. Right. You know, had a lot of assists, stuff like that.
No. I mean, his career wasn't like stellar.
No, I didn't think it was solid. But when he said that, I'm like,
very good NBA player.
Yeah.
Solid, extra impressive due to the fact that he was amongst, you know,
giants. Literal giants.
Yeah. What was Spud Webb? Like 5'7"?
Post that guy up.
Spud Webb was 5'7".
5'7", I think, What you think about 5'7" in the NBA is crazy.
That's still
right.
That's unreal.
I mean, like anybody in this room besides Kelly's kind of. Well, for the NBA, even Kelly be a shorter player.
You look at the NBA and you look at guys like Steph Curry and Damian Lillard. They're like 6'2". I mean, that's how tall
they
I
look
am.
Tiny.
I don't consider my I don't consider myself short, but you look at that screen, they look tiny.
Yeah. Yes,
because everybody else is 6'8" and above.
Right? Yes, I agree.
So, all right, you guys ready for question number 10?
Let's do it.
All right, let's see what you got, Scott.
All right.
Oh, Scott's still got a chance.
He still has a chance.
Like what?
We're having a discussion about, I don't know, another garage talk.
Music?
No. You would hope so. You would hope so.
Please.
Brian's had 13 beers.
We're talking about math.
Brian's had 13 beers. He starts slurring a little bit.
So we're in the first hour. Okay.
Nick's had a few cocktails. He's slurring a little bit. And it sounds like they're speaking different languages, literally.
Okay.
What is the most spoken language in the world? The most spoken language in the world. Mm. I will preface this with not native. It's native and not native.
There's so many nuances to this.
Decisions.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not the. I had one pop in my head initially, but I'm not going to go with it because I'm out of it anyway. Let's have some fun. You know what I mean? Throw some things around, see what happens.
It all comes around.
Man. Yeah. Gosh, there's. All right. I got to lock in on one. I'll never get comfortable with it.
Trivia, top to bottom, guys. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Everybody got an answer down? Andy's thinking.
Andy's changing it up.
Hurry up, Andy.
All right, I'm ready now.
All right, I'm going to ask you guys to reveal what is the most spoken language in the world. Brian has Hindu, Andy has Spanish, Nick has English, and Scott has English.
Come on, English.
The correct answer is English.
Yeah, it is.
It's top to bottom. It's every, what'd you say? It comes beginning to end. Category was English.
That's why I said English popped in my head because it's. I'm out of it.
Scott's the only one who picked up on it.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that.
My hints. This is top to bottom. Yeah. The first answer was English.
Oh, very good.
Which I don't like the fact that you had the same answer for two questions.
Well, if it makes feeling better. I knew the correct answer. Yeah.
Make sure
you did.
You got it right.
I know I did. I'm just not a fan of that.
I don't care. It's a hint, and I gave you a hint.
Yes, you did.
Oh, we got a tie.
Kelly, yes. If I would have asked you to differentiate between whether it was the considered to be the first language of the nation, I'm not saying
that. No, that does not.
That was your caveat of native and not native.
Correct. Yeah, because native would have been Mandarin Chinese.
Yeah, that's what I had first.
Yeah.
I had Chinese first. So
that's why I differentiated native because English is the most spoken language.
There is absolutely no argument to me that that's the right answer. It's just kind of one of those, it's everybody's second language. And I was assuming we were not talking about second or third or fourth.
It's my first language.
I apologize.
No, it's not your fault at all.
There's nothing to apologize for.
They got it right.
Well, that's 10 questions.
That is 10.
What do we have as a score, right, Nicholas?
Brian and I bring out the rear. Brian's got 4. I have 5. And we have a tie.
Again.
Scott has 7. Andy has 7.
Yay, man.
We're going to a tiebreaker. Are you prepared for that, Kelly?
I am.
All right.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going
to. Scott's like surprised.
I thought you were going to Google something over there.
We definitely expected Kelly to just drop the ball.
Yeah, he did. He obviously did.
It's easy. You guys ready?
Yeah.
English is the most spoken language in the world. Approximately how many speakers worldwide are able to speak English?
Oh, I like that.
Wow.
It's good.
Encompassing both native and non-native speakers. Yeah. So that would be your first and second language.
And third and fourth. You're right.
Correct.
I'm going to answer just for the heck of it.
Do it.
Carry the one. Oh, that country's stupid. They don't know.
You mean Americans?
Yeah. Right. All right.
I will ask it again. Approximately how many speakers worldwide speak English?
Where are you at, Scott? You high, you low?
I don't know. I was feeling high, then I'm feeling low.
Yeah, I get you, dude. I absolutely agree.
And I feel like because we're obviously English speakers, like I feel like my answer could be egotistical.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Let's reveal. Brian's got 3 billion, and the people that count, Andy has 5.2 billion, and Scott has 3.8 billion.
I'm going with Scott on this one.
I'm going to say the answer in Mandarin, and you guys have to figure it out. It's 1.45 billion speakers.
Oh, wow. Seven billion people roughly in the world. I thought that's low.
I was thinking 8 billion.
Now. I was thinking it might be 8 now.
Okay, whatever. But either way, that seems low to me. I started at
round Andy's number.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that it's, quote unquote, that low.
That low.
So am I. Yeah.
I wouldn't imagine more than half the world spoke English, but...
I don't know.
Well, see, with 3, I was going a little under half because, you know, biggest. Yeah.
So I just, traveled abroad into a non-native English-speaking nation. It was a resort
nation. I spent a lot of time.
Shut up. We were the only Americans on the island. And there were a number of different nationalities, and everybody spoke English to each
other. Well, there's some caveat to that. People who travel are more educated.
Okay.
Different languages, point. And it's a touristy spot. So it those people are going to accommodate that, the most spoken language in the world.
You're right. But what I'm suggesting is that the people that came from Germany were speaking to the people that were clearly from some
in
Eastern
English.
Country in English together. Yeah. Sure. So everybody was just communicating in English, even though it wasn't anybody's native language.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So it was more of like a quarter of the world's population, right?
Roughly.
Yeah.
A little less, maybe.
A little less. Yeah.
Well, how many people are in the world? Is it 7 or 8
seven
billion?
To 8 billion.
Eight. I thought it was around 7, but it could be. I don't know anymore. Yeah.
Maybe about 20%.
Yeah.
It jumps quickly. I know that.
Remember when we were kids, it was 6. I remember hearing 6 all the time.
Really?
But I know it's.
Six people?
6 billion.
Once again, my knowledge comes from...
That was their weird religion.
once again, my knowledge comes from Dave Matthews' songs, and he has a line where he says, five billion proud, willing to punch, you know. So I thought it was 5 back then, but that's the 90s, so who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
I don't know.
Well, with that trivia, with the tiebreaker, we have Scott as the winner.
Yes, good. Congratulations.
Bravo, doctor. Well done. Gracious and victory.
You sounded very enthused.
You are.
I'm really frustrated with that last one. You did it correctly because clearly they got the right answer. I just totally, it is my fault. I just
pooped the bed.
Pooped the bed.
Yeah, you did. You blew that one.
I did.
Nick, you're good to just throw up threes every week and talk back.
I want to dispute it, but I actually don't know what my scores are normally. I feel like they're higher than threes, but they're definitely not good enough to win. That's that much I do know.
Chucking up threes.
Well, congrats, Scotty.
Yeah, thank you.
Good work. Good work. That was an interesting trivia.
I really like the way the tone, the feel of that one.
Yeah, I did.
Storytelling.
I like the way you came in with the questions with, you know, not number four. You just, say we're doing. I like that.
Yeah,
it's good stuff.
It's basically how this whole thing got started. So.
Yeah. No, that's and I think that's what I like about it, I guess. Yeah, that's cool. Very cool.
We will have to workshop the name.
Right now, I just have crew questions because it kind of flows.
Driveway trivia, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trivia with friends.
I dig it.
All right. Anything else, Kelly?
Nope, that's it. I appreciate you guys.
That's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp and your bellies laughing.
Deuces.
Hey, trivia fans, we're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you exclusive Ultimate Trivia Podcast apparel. No minimum orders, just high-quality gear so you can rep your love for trivia and style. You can shop now at the Ultimate Trivia Podcast through a link on our website, or you can customize your own clothing at www.warriorlogowear.com.